Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Poetry Around the Block and Around the World. It's poetry time. Here goes. Baby, you must have committed a very serious love crime. See, I know from experience when you look so innocently at me that it's a sure sign that you've done something somewhere and you don't want me to know. But I can read between your script because I've helped to write this show. So I'm not ever fooled by that angelic face or kind deed you do for me to make up in some way or some way replace a feeling that you now have for me that I may not have asked for in any way want. I've come to realize your life here has been just a tease and an evil taunt. So it's too late to fool me, baby, in any manner anymore. See, I've been in this game too long to even care about the final score. Now, I don't care if it's the last game or if I won it or wound up in a tie, because you can't cover the fact that our life was just one long lie. 50%. I know there's at least a 50% chance of love finding me today. And sweetheart, the chances are going up every minute you look my way. Honey, I'm sure I hope that my chances continue to rise, because when I gaze into those faraway looking eyes, all I really need to do is hold you very close. Oh, yes, so near. So I can whisper and tell you how I feel into your sweet ears. But if you leave me now, I'll never know where my love for you could have gone with one like you, so beautiful and so innocent. And then I'll have the bad half of everything and the sad and lonely 50%. No, I'm not even a little afraid of you, and I'll stand right here while you shout your words of anger-filled hate into my ears. Because even though you look and act very tall, you're really nothing for me to worry about at all. Yeah, man, you're nothing but a small stick of worries and fears, and that's all you'll ever be in this world for the rest of your years. So why don't you just give up and go back to your little nest where you always hide? See, I know you're really nothing important, so that's why I laughed while you just sat and cried. And now you have been given your first and final warning. So don't bother me again, please, or someone who knows or loves you will be in deep sorrow and forever mourning. I don't want to hear. Please be silent, because I don't want to hear from you what I should or shouldn't believe. You may be important somewhere, but in my life you're not a deep-rooted tree, but a little shaking leaf. I've seen you shake every time the smallest wind blows. So I know you can't control which way in your life you will go. And you'd be nothing without all of us to be there for you when you cry and yell. Now don't say it isn't true. I've seen it all for myself. But your time could be growing very short, my friend. And if I was you, I would keep away from all forms of sin. No, there isn't any way you'll ever tell me what to think, feel, or do. Because in this world, it's always sunny and bright, while your life is a dark shade of blue. The show must go on. No, you can't forever hide, and you can't always run. Because in the end, it makes no real or lasting difference what you've ever done. And when your time is finally over, you surely won't have any more of your kind of fun. But we're still here. The show must and will go on. So even though you were once a very important type of person, our life, when you're gone, won't change or in any way worsen. Yeah, you, we, all of us, at one place in that past time, but now you have to pay for your many evil crimes. Yeah, the show must go on, my friend, just like it will when we also reach our final and lasting end. So goodbye for now, or maybe forever. I've got to be moving on because, like I told you before, the show must go on. Some don't believe. Now, I know some people don't believe. that he's really all that wise and knowing. So they're not really worried about the road on which they're now going. And I have heard them say so many different times they can get away with all and any crimes. Well, maybe they really feel and think that's the true truth. However, it's not when they find out this, it will be for them of no use. Because it will be too late to wail and cry when they're facing him and looking into those heavenly eyes. He will just turn to them and say, remember when you laughed at my words and refused to follow my example and way? Well, it's time for your bill that will eternally and you'll eternally and warmly pay. My dream. I'm telling you, my friend, don't ever try to kill my sweet dream. And don't try to play on or with me. Now, you should already know what I really mean. Because if this hopeful vision I have in my once-closed mind is always and will be precious to me because it's so hard for me to find. So even though your eyes can no longer really see, that's not enough of a reason to curse at everyone the true light and those who are still alive and free. So don't ever raise your hand or even speak when I'm around you. Oh, my now sweet dream will change into something you don't see or even hear when it becomes unloosed. Our plans. Yes, our lives in some ways changing because events or people are always somehow displacing or rearranging. So the plans we've made even just for ourselves, well, they are sometimes not completed but put on a distant, lonely shelf. And then our life takes a turn toward a different and often fearful course. But we eventually learn along the way that ours and everyone's life is a continuously changing play. However, there are no lines or script for us to learn or rehearse. And it really doesn't change from one person's life to the next. Because only when it's all over for us here will we know if we really know what to expect. So until you and I reach our final destination, please be prepared and ready for any and everything in this earthly constellation. Read a newspaper or turn on the radio or and TV, because what you will then read, hear, or just see could ruin the rest of your day or life, so let it be. If you want to read something, make it my lips, and I promise my words will cause your sweet loving heart to really skip. So baby, if you want to listen to maybe hear a nice sound, just turn to the one you will always speak the truth and never let you fall down. Remember, this is a final warning. Well, if you can't keep your eyes away from an ugly sight, then you better start praying or you'll lose it all in one final deadly fight. Okay. Baby, I'm giving you and all of it up. Because I don't really know what is the use. See, honey, I want everything in my life neat and tight, but it's just too sloppy and loose. Now you're just deceiving me while I'm kissing you. And in your dark and worrisome eyes, I can see the place that I can't stay for the rest of my life. So even though, baby, I loved you very much once in a long ago time, I just can't and won't fall for or against your tired old line. Yeah, baby, it's really over, and I'm no longer friendly, little innocent, little occupant. And now you can place an ad somewhere to find another applicant. So even in your search, I only hope you for the very best. Deep down inside of my heart, I know no one can feel when he goes out to Lanny, lovely Lanny, in the Philippines. It's called Hot Embrace. Okay, so maybe I don't have new glasses on my face. And it's very easy to see. I don't comb my hair as much because I never go anyplace. However, I have something that you haven't yet in your life found. But I can smell trouble coming straight from a deep place underground. Can't you feel it burrowing into the surface near your bare feet? If you don't like the smell of sulfur, you better make a quick retreat. Because though I'm not in any way neat and I'm really sloppy, he's after your soul and not even looking at or for response for a person like me. I think it's time now to leave in a hurry, and I have my old life erased. As I have a feeling too soon, you'll know the heat of his deadly embrace. Ooh, oh, that was a love song, sorry. I got a love song for you. There's an album of love waiting for you, song from above with a heavenly view. If you'll open your heart, there's an album of love that will never end once you start. Take my album of love from its dusty shelf. Find a quiet place all by yourself. Open your heart as you listen to my sweetest dreams. Realize what it means. Angel like you in my life, as long as you like. Album of love. My voice may just be the next one of many you will hear, or it could be the last one that will ever reach your earthly ears. So you better think about what you've already completed or in any way done before you fade into that final oblivion. Because though right now and at this time you're still able to play, a very big and unpleasant surprise is wandering your way. Now, even though I've always told you the real and lasting truth, you'll still never mature in your mind past the age of your youth. However, don't cry and complain when you finally face the man. No, just remember, you wouldn't listen and you fell into an unearthly and lower clan. And this clan is and will forever be run by an evil, dark charlatan. So your favorite team won a big game or maybe even the Super Bowl. And it makes you want to act like a proud rooster and crow. Before you do, however, remember that your feeling is temporary at high, and it can't and won't last, because one day you must face the future as well as your past in order to discover what you're living for, while inside your soul there's a continuing war, and which side will win or lose your most important decision. But it's one that must be made of your own volition. However, please remember, after this, I've left you here and you're gone and you're alone. Though you're still quite young, no one can tell when they're singing their last note of their life song. We really are just actors in our own or someone else's life story. So don't act like you're better and free of all worries. Because everyone, everywhere has a place deep inside where they keep their secrets. The one that they feel they must hide. No, I don't know your secrets and you don't know mine, so we can't ever tell who's really innocent and guilty of any past crimes. But I know when you finally open up your now cold heart, surely love will come to you and you won't need my map or a chart. And sweetheart, the act you've been performing in your life's play, well, I'm positive it will melt in the warmth of your newfound love, forever fade away. We won't change, so don't bother to tell us, they said in that old story. We don't care anymore about this modern day, and we're in an important hurry. Because human beings are much smarter now. We're not like our ancestors. We have a whole new style. So your old ways, we all today disavow. While we even have computers that help us live and increase our knowledge as we think. So we're no longer frightened by what is found on this earthly brink. This is why we will keep doing up to now what we've done. Because we don't need a belief in anything or anyone. And they told me that they are never afraid or hardly even ever cry. They also said they don't believe in anything or someone up there in the sky. Well, maybe they're smarter than us. However, they'll find out for sure what on earth they really did know when they're finally and forever placed in that dark earthly hole. Gray Island. Girl, once my life was peaceful and sunny in every way, but then you came along and I moved into a stormy island of gray. So now all I see is lightning of your stormy life striking close to me and all around. Also, your thundering of your hate-filled voice in my ears is my only living sound. However, I can't swim off this gray island, and I don't have a seaworthy boat. So I'm doomed to a life of blinding brightness and loud rumbling from your smoldering throat. Yes, I'm on a gray island now, and maybe forever. But I'm not really complaining because I have a warm inner coat of protection from your ungodly weather. Okay, here's a nice one. It's called Unreachable Valentine. Baby, I could live forever, and you would never be mine. Because you are just too good for me to pick from life's love vine. Yes, girl, you're a rare vintage of love and so very hard to find. I want so badly, but I'll never taste your sweet, sweet wine. Now, even though I'm surely know it won't happen in my lifetime, I wish somehow, someday, some way, I could show you a love that words can't even define. However, my sad fate is sealed, so from you I must depart and resign. But, baby, always remember, I love you, even if you are my unreachable little Valentine. Every person you've already met or will ever meet, whether you have scored a sweet victory or from their own personal opinion, will form their own personal opinion about you. And this opinion will be based on more than just what you say or do. Because sometimes a feeling between two people can be silently sent. Now, it may be love or hate that is quietly between two people spent, but the only true way to finally find out what someone is thinking or doing so you can free yourself of worry or doubt is to reach across the water and touch a part of them. Only then will you discover what may happen as you toward their island swim. Even though the water may be icy or very friendly and warm, please don't be afraid to share your love or feel their scorn. Because if you don't like the way they act, you can always retreat. And we all know it won't be long before someone new comes into your life to greet. We will fall. Singularly, we will one day fall, but together we can defeat any foe that now is found. So please listen to that distant call, because it's everywhere today, no matter where you're bound. Yes, it's a clear, pure, and truthful voice that's now whispering to your mind as well as your ears. However, no one else, only you can make the decision and choice as to whether that voice stays far away like a whisper or becomes much clearer to you, dear. So if you don't really want to listen because you don't feel anything or don't even care, then one day you'll be warmly and sorrowfully missing that peaceful mansion while spending eternity in a deep, dark place of despair. Pardon me, baby. Please pardon me, baby, as I was passing by. I couldn't help but hear you as you softly cried. I know you, girl. It's not really my concern or in any way my care. However, the pain you're now in, I've felt myself before, and I was all alone like you sitting there. In my eyes, you're much too pretty, and you seem way too kind and nice to ever be made to pay such a heavy, sad, and forlorn love price. But, sweetheart, whatever they did or didn't do in this life for you, just forget about that time and look ahead so you can begin without the past obstructing your view. Because you're starting to have a whole new look since you started just to smile. And if you want me to, I'll stay here with you for the rest of our days. And we'll both love each other in a whole new style. In our life, we should all live to love just as much as we love to live. And as much as we like to always take, we should always return and give. We should never look down for inspiration, only higher and way above, because there lives in that place a peaceful and loving dove. So we should always try to give before we ever accept or receive. Also, always be the one who only tells the truth and don't be one who deceives. Then you will fully and finally realize that it's you, that it's what you give and not what you take that will bring you eternal joy to your lives. Well, looks like that's about a show for me today. Boys, get tired. Thanks for listening. Remember, around the block and around the world, it's poetry with Ralph. See you next time. Bye.